Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here is what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. The Giants are going to the World Series in baseball. San Francisco came from behind to beat the Cardinals 6-3 last night to win the NLCS. It's the third time in 5 years they head to the Fall Classic. Travis Ishikawa blasted a three-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning off Michael Walker to give San Francisco the victory. That after Michael Morse had a pinch-hit home run in the eighth inning that tied the game. It broke up a great pitching matchup between Madison Bumgarner and Adam Wainwright. Bruce Bochy will be going after his third World Series ring when they open the Fall Classic on the weekend against the Kansas City Royals. Elsewhere in baseball, the Padres front office evaluating their pitching staff, meeting to discuss the status of veteran right-hander Josh Johnson. Missed the entire 2014 season with his third elbow surgery, did collect $8 million for the year. Friars have a November 4th deadline to decide whether to pick up the $4 million option for next season, release him, or possibly invite him to come to camp on a minor league contract. The Dodgers' new president, Andrew Friedman, just hired from Tampa Bay as president of baseball operations, will hire a general manager to work with him. The hottest candidate is Brian Minitti, who just resigned as the assistant general manager of the Washington Nationals. Rumors are the Dodgers will take their payroll from $246 million down to about $196 million. Arizona Diamondbacks have hired Mark Grace as an assistant hitting coach. That's the former star player broadcaster who lost his job a couple of years ago because of drunk driving arrest. He entered rehab. He was brought back to the D-backs as a roving minor league instructor last season. Now he'll be in the dugout. New manager in the dugout for the Texas Rangers. They've hired Jeff Banister, who spent the bulk of his career as a minor league player, then a coach in the Pittsburgh Pirates farm system. And a report that former Dodger and Pirates manager Jim Tracy was offered to become the bench coach of Arizona but rejected the offer, electing not to work behind new manager Chip Hale. NFL football, the Chargers back on the practice field later today for their final prep workout leading into Sunday's game against Kansas City, but Brandon Flowers, their starting quarterback, did not practice again yesterday because of that groin injury. Elsewhere on the injury front, Dallas Cowboys offensive tackle Tyron Smith left the practice field yesterday, MRI on his ailing ankle. Kansas City star safety Eric Berry missed Thursday's workout with more ankle issues. In fact, Kansas City has four defensive backs that are ailing. Patriots have lost linebacker Jerod Mayo. He underwent major surgery yesterday, torn patella tendon in his knee. Oakland Raider first-round draft pick D.J. Hayden activated from the PUP list, practiced with the Raiders for the first time this season. He's missed 13 of 21 games in the first year and a half of his career because of injuries. And the Seahawks are ailing, their injury list growing. Max Unger, their starting center, out with a foot injury. Tight end Zach Miller, linebacker Bobby Wagner ruled out of this weekend's game. Thursday night NFL football, New England Patriots outgunned the New York Jets 27-25. Patriots blocked a Nick Folk 58-yard field goal on the final play of the game to stave off New York's comeback. Tom Brady survived a slow start, finished with three touchdowns, 260 yards passing, four lead changes in the game. The Jets punished the Patriot defense. New York ran for 218 yards on the ground, just couldn't score touchdowns, had to settle for four Folk field goals. Big weekend NFL games, top games on the Sunday schedule. The Chargers tangle with the Kansas City Chiefs. Red hot Phillip Rivers lines up against a very strong Kansas City pass rush led by Justin Houston and Tomber Ali. The Chiefs pound the football. They're averaging 4.6 yards per carry with Jamaal Charles and Niall Davis as a combo. Rivers, of course, with the big strike capabilities, 15 touchdowns, two interceptions this season. He's completing 69% of his passes. But Kansas City quarterback Alex Smith has done a good job, 63% completion rate, 109 quarterback rating. But the big difference between the two teams, the Chargers have big play capability. San Diego has already hit 62 plays of 10 yards or more in the first six games of the season. As for the Chiefs, they're going to try to get after Rivers to knock him out of rhythm. Kansas City's got 15 quarterbacks on the season. Bolts are averaging a league-worst 2.9 yards per carry. So the key to the game, can the Chargers come out throwing and score early and make Kansas City play catch-up? Or will Kansas City pound the ball, control the clock, shorten the game, and keep Rivers off the field? Here's a stat for you. Andy Reid, the Kansas City coach, 15-2 in his career, coming off the bye week as a head coach. Other top games on the Sunday NFL schedule, 49ers tango with Denver. Peyton Manning's got 15 touchdown passes on the season. Niners playing much better ball the last 3 weeks under Colin Kaepernick. Giants tango with the Cowboys in an NFC East game. Eli Manning, 11 touchdown passes for New York. Dallas, however, has got the league's leading rusher, DeMarco Murray, 785 yards rushing already this season. Carolina plays at Green Bay. Cam Newton on the road against Aaron Rodgers has got 15 touchdown passes. And the Saints meet the Lions. Both teams are 2-3. Both teams beset by injuries. Briefly elsewhere in Denver, NFL has fined defensive tackle Terrence Knighton $11,000 for racial slurs on the field. Tampa Bay fires Isaiah Harris, their director of player development, after he was arrested midweek on a DUI charge. Big weekend college football. San Diego State hosts Hawaii. Darnell Pumphrey continues to lead the Mountain West Conference in rushing. USC tangles with Colorado. Trojans' leaky defense going to face a tough task with Buffalo's quarterback Sifu Luifo. UCLA meets Cal. Bears have their great sophomore quarterback Jared Goff going against a battered Bruins defense. Washington plays at Oregon in a matchup of 5-1 teams. And Stanford will be at Arizona State. Sun Devils, unbelievable monster passing numbers against a very rugged Cardinal defense. However, Arizona State's defense ranked 100th in the nation defensively. Around the country, first-ranked Mississippi State, which is 6-0, has the weekend off. Second-rated Florida State meets number 5 Notre Dame in a battle of 6-0 teams. Third-ranked Ole Miss meets Tennessee. Fourth-rated Baylor faces West Virginia, what could be a shootout. In the Mountain West Conference, Fresno State, Boise State, and Nevada against BYU. In basketball, the Lakers got beat again by the Utah Jazz in preseason play last night. Utah outscored the Lakers 56-35 in the first half at Staples. Never look back. Lakers are 1-3 in exhibition ball. Oklahoma City superstar Kevin Durant, fractured foot surgery, going to be gone at least another 6 to 8 weeks. 76ers number one draft pick Joel Embiid, the kid from Kansas, has left camp. His younger brother died in an auto accident in Cameroon. And Chris Webber, the longtime NBA star turned broadcaster, has put together a consortium. They want to make a bid to buy the troubled Atlanta Hawks. NHL hockey, two pretty good teams meet tonight at the Honda Center in Anaheim. The Ducks are 3-1. They host the 2-0 Minnesota Wild. In NASCAR, Joey Logano holds a slim points lead in the chase for the championship as they head to Alabama for this weekend's Talladega 500. Four more drivers will be chopped from the field in the race for the $1 million bonus prize. Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt in danger of not making the cut. Off weekend for Formula One racing. They're off until early November when they come here for the U.S. Grand Prix. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday.